Scott has been so wild lately. He doesn't seem to listen, he doesn't obey my commands, and we can't even bribe him with treats.
He's gotten so out of hand, he may even have to be put down.
Scott is not the problem here. The problem is the people who want to be the leader of the pack. We reintroduce God. We retrain people. You're listening to The God Whisperers.
Hello, welcome to The God Whisperers. I'm Craig D'Onofrio.
And I'm Bill Swirlo.
We got our technology problems all straightened out from last week.
Holy, can you actually hear me, Craig?
I hear you. You sound splendid, sir. Although my headphones are turned down a little bit. That's my own fault.
I can't believe we actually pulled this off. This is great. This is going to go a long way toward remedying last week's show.
That interweb and technology thing is amazing. If you joined us last week,
we're very sorry.
From the bottom of my heart, I apologize for the fiasco that it was.
I don't know how we can make it up to you, but we're going to try. We really are.
We had so many technical problems, and then of course we're stuck in the middle of, if you understand the God Whisperers, you might understand what we were all about last week. But first, let's do our housekeeping before we get into all of that, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
If you'd like to call and leave a message on our hotline, we call it the Manly Doctors Hotline because it spells out Manly Doctors 13, Manly Durs 13, which is 626-593-7713 or Manly Doctors 13. And this is exactly why we're called the Manly Doctors, because that's what our phone managed to spell.
Right.
If you put it into a search on the internet, it'll tell you that's one of the many things that our number spells out.
We lay no claim to doctorates other than ones that we've given ourselves or each other, actually.
Yeah, I believe like we've conferred
them on each other.
I bestowed
it on Craig, and Craig bestowed on me.
That's right. We will have major awards this way also.
Yeah, well,
I will.
Something is going to happen soon. I don't doubt that. Our main website is godwhisperers.org. You can also do .com, and you'll get redirected to .org, or save yourself the millisecond and just go to .org. There you will find the complete archive, the record of our work. And you will realize that we were probably worse than we were last week and not as bad all at the same time. But there you will find 245 scintillating episodes of The God Whisperers, which is the full record of our work, beginning with our broadcast on the Ten Commandments. And I just want to kind of give people a sense of what's on that site. We have gone through on this show the Ten Commandments, the Augsburg Confession, and the Apology to the Augsburg Confession.
Well, the entire Small Catechism, not just the Ten Commandments.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. We went through the entire Small Catechism, the Augsburg Confession and its Apology, the Heidelberg Disputational Theses of Luther from 1518, Walther's Law and Gospel, all the theses from that book. The Formula of Concord, most of the articles of that. Am I leaving anything out, Craig? We've done series on all of these things.
You got the formula in there? Yeah, that's we've covered all of this and much more. We've had Reed Lessing on Jonah and, oh gosh, all sorts of Jim Nestingen on. We've had all sorts of great scholars on with us.
We call those third microphone editions, where we have somebody else kind of joining our conversation. And we've had some really good ones. And I think Reed Lessing was one of our better ones on Jonah. And we've had President Harrison on a couple of times. So,
yes.
There's a lot of good stuff. So I would invite people who are new, and I'm specifically speaking to our AM listening audience. I never thought I'd
say
that.
All those on Worldwide KFUO.
And
around
Worldwide
the world.
KFUO around the world.
The messenger of good news.
To get acquainted with our work from the beginning and kind of look at that, lest you misunderstand what we're about. But that's godwhisperers.org. You can also email us at godwhisperers@gmail.com. Again, godwhisperers@gmail.com. We may or may not answer you directly. We may put your letter on the air with all due respect to your anonymity, your character, and otherwise your reputation in the world. And so we won't be mentioning names or first names or initials or things like that, just to keep things anonymous. And have I left out anything? The Let's see, we've got the mail, we've got the website, and do visit our swag store.
The swag store.
On the website. We have a variety of t-shirts and other kinds of clothing items. We really don't make a lot of money at this. It's kind of a joke, but the stuff actually is sort of cool.
And, have we raised enough money for another Mexican dinner yet?
We have in the 3+ years that we've been on. We've been able to spring for one decent Mexican dinner at the LA Farmers Market. And that was nice. And I think I plowed profits back into the business on the last one. We made a tremendous, we made $6.50, and I mean $6.50 that I plowed back into some fees that were due. So the IRS is not exactly chasing us here, but
no.
Anyway, there's good stuff.
And if you have a check or money burning a hole in your pocket, I encourage you to send it to KFUO, not to the God Whisperers, because at least you could be sure that the work of the gospel will be going on through KFUO.
you know, Craig, and it's so good to hear your voice clearly.
Clearly.
I've missed you. We used to do this show at one or the other's either desk or kitchen table. We'd set up some recording equipment. We'd have a good time. We'd usually have a nice lunch, and we'd talk about whatever theological topic happened to interest us. And that's what this show is. This show is a conversation. That you and I, it began with you and I at pastors' conferences.
Yes.
We were bored. We were in despair, and we would just find a couple of chairs and, you know, maybe have a drink or two and just talk. And so we decided to record it, which was our first mistake. And 245 episodes later, we're still talking because really neither one of us can shut up, especially me.
Especially you.
By
the way,
one.
Weren't you one of the keynote speakers at the last synodical convention?
I truly was.
That
was fun. I have to say that I approached the whole thing with fear, trepidation, and a rightful amount of terror. And when the time came and Sunday morning hit, that was really it was privilege and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I'm very appreciative of that invitation. I'm not as happy with the videos that they made of me, but I don't do video. I'm radio. I have a face for radio.
Yeah, me too. That's why they plastered posters of me all around the International Center.
That's bad.
As I keep saying, this is the best argument against a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that I've seen to date.
So we're a conversation. We also kind of model ourselves loosely against the Tappet brothers, Click and Clack.
Car Talk,
NPR's
now retired.
Car Talk, yeah. And the whole idea is that the theology is at the center, but we try to bring at least some semblance of a sense of humor. Maybe people won't always get it. Maybe for some people it'll be like Stephen Colbert going to testify before Congress, and you begin to wonder, is this real or what's going on? And that's just part of the God Whisperers vibe, I think. We especially like questions. We like things that are kind of a little bit outside the realm of the normal conversation. We like throwing things out there for consideration. And really, the people we're trying to reach are people who, A, have a good sense of humor, B, love the scriptures and are curious about Christian doctrine, and just want to know more. And so that's kind of what this conversation is about. The trouble is, last week, a bunch of people joined our conversation 244 episodes in, which is a little awkward, you know, so.
Well, we also do theology with tongue firmly planted in cheek. But we do serious theology at the same time. But then again, we also like to look at the quirky world around us. And I'm going to go ahead and get started here, Bill.
I know what this is about.
ReligionNews.com today.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a slow news day. I got on my ReligionNews.com as I do every day. And lo and behold, I was rewarded with manna from heaven here. Meet the priests of Italy's Roman beefcake calendar. That's right.
Called Il Calendario Romano. It always sounds better in Italian, doesn't it?
Now in its 10th edition, the annual wall calendar, best known for its black and white photos of attractive priests, continues to spark grumbles and controversy in Italy. It's officially called El Calendario Romano, as Bill said. Yes.
They've got some guy in a hat that I really want. I want that. What kind of hat is that, Craig? Do you know the wide brim?
It's not a cowboy hat.
No. No. I wouldn't wear this in Wyoming. I'm saying that right now.
But if he had locks, he could pass for a Hasidic Jew also.
Yeah, that's
true. It's kind of one of those black hats that...
This could work in Hollywood just fine, but and with my hair growing out the way it has, I might actually be able to pass myself off as a Hasidic
Jew. You just have to curl some locks.
I could do that.
You'll be good.
But that hat just ties the whole outfit together for me. I'm really liking that against the sort of the Vatican-esque backdrop.
Yes,
but they have young, good-looking priests on. This is a calendar. This is the men of Rome. You know, Craig, I just had an idea.
Yes.
Swag store. You and I were doing a calendar.
Beefcake calendar?
No, you need a KFUO calendar.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I mean, if it's good for Rome.
Yeah, but you see, radio people, it's kind of like the bar scene in Star Wars. It's just not an attractive group for the most part.
Some critics claim it projects an inappropriate image for the clergy.
Well, I mean, it's
like the clergy already doesn't have an image problem.
I think they're all in their clericals, and you know
they are. They're in their clericals.
No one's scantily clad or anything.
No. This isn't like those shirtless Facebook pictures that you get. You know, that's inappropriate for the clergy.
Right.
I think. But the guy apparently makes other wall calendars, including ones showing cats. So how bad can this be, really? Now, what I don't want to see is priests with their cats. That's going to be out of line.
Well, don't you wear a collar and don't you have cats?
I do.
Yes.
I do. It's about marketing. It's a souvenir. It's not a statement of any kind, he says.
According to media reports, the calendar has become a kind of icon for groups ranging from female Protestant clergy to gay men, unfortunately.
Well, all right, yeah, enough.
Yeah.
€10, $14 at most Vatican area gift shops or online. So, Craig, really seriously think about it. I think a KFUO calendar.
The beefcakes of KFUO.
Well, why restrict, I say.
Oh, that's true.
But, yeah, I mean, this is something that, you know, you are kind of changing the face of KFUO, or at least the sound of KFUO. Why not a calendar, I say?
A bit different direction that we're heading here.
Do you think St. Paul would have posed for such a thing?
No.
I think not.
No. No. Hey, do you have the Mighty Swirlitzer handy there? shall we go to the mailbag?
I have to wake up my iPad. Hang on a second. Let's go to the mailbag.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Maybe not.
I didn't like that.
Where's the Swirlitzer? There you go. The God Whisperer's Mailbag, brought to you by Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. How's that for a new intro?
Let's call that a momentary glitch. I seem to have lost half my...
Your soundboard?
Yeah, well, I did. I lost my stereo. You don't care about that side of things, though. Here we go. Let's see. We did have somebody... Somebody's a little upset with us. I listen to KFUO almost on a daily basis through the weekdays while at work. I was looking forward to a new program called The God Whisperers. However, I found it painful and not positive at all.
Me too.
We share your pain. We feel your pain. I mean, believe me, I don't think it... This did not represent our best body of work, although I do take a sort of a post-ironic pride in it, but... No, stay with us and do look at the website to kind of get context for this. I also have to warn people, our show has characters that are associated with the show. There's Henning in South Africa. We have worldwide listeners, and they've taken on sort of fictional character status. There's a guy named Rick who used to be in Antarctica. And we'd call these people.
Is it Rick on some Pacific island?
He's warmed up considerably now. Yeah. But he used to be in charge of wastewater treatment in Antarctica.
We had our South Pole listener. That was amazing.
We have a variety of characters. And
France, all over.
It's this